I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. With this challenge, could you go for 24 hours with no music? In London, the iconoclastic musician, writer, and artist Bill Drummond has declared tomorrow No Music Day. Here's what he calls his statement of intent.
On No Music Day, no hymns will be sung, no records will be played on the radio, iPods will be left at home. Rock bands will not rock.
This will be the third year that Bill Drummond of the early 90s band The KLF has declared a musical fast.
Plectrums will not pluck. Record shops will be closed all day.
And he's got followers. The BBC's Radio Scotland is among those pledging to go music-free tomorrow. Bill Drummond says each of us may have our own reason to turn the music off for a day.
My reason for wanting to have a no music day is to give me a space once a year for me to address my relationship with music and hopefully reinvigorate it.
And why does it need reinvigorating?
4 or 5 years ago, I just thought, well, maybe I should take a break. And initially, I tried to imagine not hearing music for a year. Now, I knew that was an impossibility. And I actually tried a week and I didn't get past day two because, you know, you can't help but hear music. So I decided, okay, I'll do one day, but I'll do one day each year.
And you've picked the 21st of November for a particular reason.
I did. I remember learning once when I was, about 11 or 12 at school, that Saint Cecilia was the patron saint of music. So I looked up in Google what her saint's day was, and it was the 22nd of November. So I liked the idea that I'd have, if I'm going to have a no music day, I'd have it in the day before Saint Cecilia's day. So have a bit of a fast before we celebrate music.
Well, Bill Drummond, happy No Music Day tomorrow.
Thank you very much.